Chodesh Tov, and welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Human. It is great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the first day of the month of Mar Cheshvan and Bezrat Hashem. This month will not be Mar, will not be bitter at all. We want filled with blessings and bracha, only positivity and good health for all of us, for all of the members of health. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email sponsor future program. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We say that it's today at 5 p.m., but being that it's Monday, you got a couple of days to take care of it. If you are so gracious to sponsor any of our programs for next week. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yehuda Meirov of the Charm Circle Synagogue in Kew Garden Hills, New York, to share with Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Meirov slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chav, Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And then we'll follow it by Mishnah Berachah Cholim and Achena. Bechavot, with great honor, Rabbi Meirov.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Naftali. Thank you very much to the OU. It's an honor to be back. Rosh Chodesh Tov. Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. We all know Mar Cheshvan means bitter Cheshvan. And the rabbis explained to us that because we do not have any holidays, any chagim during this month, and the post of the month before Tishrei was filled with holidays. We had Rosh Hashanah, Serki Mitzvah, we had Yom Kippur, and then we had Sukkot, and we had Chol HaMoed, and then we had Hoshana Rabbah, and Shmini Atzeret, and Simchat Torah, and so many different mitzvot. But we appreciate it. We have to always appreciate what we have and what we had. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we should have an amazing Rosh Chodesh, and it should be Maariv, to be a Simcha, and we should only be Besarot Tovot, only good news. And Ashar Devar Chizuk, words of inspiration. Well, I guess being that it's Thursday, we'll speak about the parasha, parashat Noach, and we can learn a very, very, very strong lesson, a very inspiring lesson from the names of Noach's three children. We all know that the names of his children were Shem, Cham, and Yafet, and Shem means name. A person should always have a Shem Tov, a good name. Cham means to be warm. You should always be warm and nice and kind to everyone. Yafet means to be nice, like we just said, nice to everyone. Noach, the word Noach means comfortable. Make everyone feel comfortable. If you take the word Noach and you spell it backwards, you have the word Chen, which in English is charming. We have to be charming to every single individual. It's a very, very, very powerful lesson. We all know the famous Rashi that Noach ish tzadik tamim hayavidor, that he was a righteous person in his generation. And Rashi says, but if he was in the generation of Avraham Avinu, I'm not sure if he would have been considered a righteous person. How do we understand such wordings? We know that the Zohar Kodesh says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, was not satisfied with mankind up until Avram Avinu. And the question is, how about Noach? How about Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever? Shem and Ever, they were also big rabbis. And they answer very simply that the difference with Noach and Avram was that Noach, Shem Ve'Ever, they had their yeshiva, they had their Avraham, was their location. If anybody needed anything, they would come to them. But on the other hand, Avraham Avinu, he would go out to the people. He would try to help others. And we all know Noach only saved his family, but Avraham Avinu would try to reach out to others and bring others closer to Hashem, to God Almighty. And the rabbis give a beautiful mashal, a parable, an explanation to compare it to. Imagine we have a room filled with people, and it happens to be very cold. What would Noach do? He would go to the closet. He would get a coat for himself, for his wife, and for his kids. His family's all warm, but how about everybody else in the room? Avraham Avinu, what would he do? He would go and he would find the heater, and he would turn on the heater so that everybody would be warm. And we learn from here that we should try to look out for others, help others. And interestingly enough, it's called the flood, what's called May Noach, the flood of Noach. Why give such a derogatory name to the flood? Imagine there is a hurricane or a tornado, and we'll call it after one of the biggest rabbis of the generation. it would be an offense. It would be very offensive. But the rabbi is saying that in essence, because Noach wasn't able to go out and to reach out to others and to help them and to save them, to bring them closer to Hashem, to God, he's partially at fault. And that's why the flood was called after him. But another lesson we can learn from the Teva, the ark that Noach built, and the flood that happened, is that it took Noach 120 years to build the Teva. And the famous question is that Borei Olam, God Almighty, is Kol Yachol. He could do everything and anything. He could have had the Teva built within a day, within an hour, within a moment. Why did it have to take so long? The rabbis explained to us beautifully, because God wanted to give people the opportunity to do tshuva, to repent. And that's why it took 120 years, because when Noah was building the Teva, the ark, people would ask me, hey, Noah, what are you doing? And he would tell them, God is bringing a flood because of all tshuva. And when the flood started, it didn't start with a boom, with a bunch of rain and water coming and wiping everything out. It started very slow and harder, slowly but surely. A flood to give people an opportunity to do tshuva, to repent, but unfortunately they didn't. This is another amazing lesson, that God always gives us opportunities to do tshuva and to repent, to get closer to him. We have to sometimes open our eyes and pay attention. You know, COVID, people think is over, but absolutely not. Unfortunately, it's still rampant. I know many people that have recently got COVID again. And we have to continue praying. We have to open up our eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, is definitely sending us a message. And we have to say, what is it? In my humble opinion, we have to do more. Whatever we've done up until now is not enough, because the Geulah, redemption, is not here yet. The Mashiach is not here. That means all the Torah and all the Chesed, all the Yeshivot, all the synagogues, all the shuls, all the great organizations, all the great things that we're doing in Klal Yisrael. You know, OU is amazing, and Anavah with Chazak is doing amazing work. Over 1,000 kids transferred to Yeshivas just in the last few years, but it's definitely not enough. Geulah is not here yet. That means we have to do more. Let's reach out to others. Let's be there for others. Let's go out to others and see and offer them help. Many times people might be shy to say that they need something. Let's be there for others. And Bezat Hashem, with Hashem's help, if we do this, we should be zocheh, we should merit to see the Geulah Shema, the complete redemption. It should come by Merab Amen, speedily in our days. Amen ve Amen. So at this time, we're going to do the four kapitel, the four chapters of Tehillim. We're going to start off with Chaf, which is 20. And I will say it slowly but surely. Lam natzeach mizmor le David. Yancha Adonai biyom tzara, yizakavcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishach izecha mikodesh, umetzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol minchadecha, voladcha yitese sela. Yiten lecha kilvavecha, v'chol atatcha yimale. Neranina bishuatecha, ובשם אלוהינו נגדל. אם עלי אדוני כל משרותיך, אתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו בשמי קודשו, בגברות יישא ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. הם קרו ונבלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד, אדוני הושיע, המלך יענינו ביום קוראינו. The next kapitel, the next parak of Tehillim, will be Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא אסתר, בנו דשא ירביצני, עמי מנחות ינהלני. נפשי ישובב ינחני במגלי צדק במען שמו. גם כי אלך בגיץ המוות לא ירא רע, כי ידי עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפוני שולחן נגד תורי, תשענת בשמר עוסיק וסיר ויה. אך טוב החסד ידפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. next chapter, next capital of Tehillim will be Kuf Chaf Aleph, which is 121. Shir Lamalot Esa Ena Yele Arim Ayn Yabo Ezi Ezi Mihim Adonai Ose Shabayim Paretz Al Yitein Lamot Rak Lecha Al Yanum Shomecha Hinei Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzimcha Ad Yad Yiminecha Yom HaMashemesh Lo Yakeka Ve'areha Balayla Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Et Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzedcha Uvoecha Me'ata Ve'ad Olam. The last kapit, the last chapter of Tehillim that we're going to be reading is 130 Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamalot Mimamakim Keratich Adonai Adonai Shema Bikoli Kiviena Uznecha Kashivot Bekod Echanunai Im avonot ishmorya Adonai miyamot Ki imcha haslicha le'eman tibare Kivinti Adonai kivita nafshi Ulitboro achalti Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim l'boker Shomrim l'boker Achel Yisrael el Adonai Kim Adonai Chesed Ve'arbe Emo Vedut Lehu Yivte Ed Yisrael Mikol Avonotav. I'll recite the Mishabrach for the Cholim for those that are unfortunately not feeling well. I'll make a pause so everyone can include any names that they might have. Mit Hashem with Hashem that we share B'sorot Tevot we share good news. Mishar Ve'refuach Nima a complete recovery may arrive soon. Amin. Mishabrach Avotenu Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, David, Ushlomo, Hu Yivarech, Vierpe, Tacholim. Bavur Shanu Niten Shalachon Niten Tzadaka Bavurem Mishchazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Rachamim Alehem Achnyam Vodam Echazegam Echazotam Yishlach Lahem Mehira Refuah Shlemah Min Hashamayim Lechol Evrehem Lechol Gideim B'toch Shar Chole Yisrael Refuah Denefesh Uvat Aguf Hashta Ba'agala Uzman Kerev V'nomar Amen. אחינו כובד ישראל, הנותים את הרבה שוויה, העומדים הם בימי ממשה. המקום ירחם עלינו לציין מצער לרווחה, מהפלה לרווחה, משיבות לגאולה, השתה בעגלה וזמן קריר, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Meir. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah, healing for all those in need, and all of our tefillot, be answered with tova. We're good, especially today on this Rosh Chodesh. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. Chodesh Tov and Guten Erev Shabbos.